Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you the latest on the Pegasus hacking controversy. At least two mobile phone numbers that were being used by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi figured among 300 verified Indian numbers that were listed as potential targets of Israeli surveillance technology under NSO Group, a global media consortium reported Monday. Apart from Gandhi, the members of the newly appointed Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Minister of State Prahlad Singh Patel, political strategist Prashant Kishore and West Bengal CM Mamata Banerjee's MP nephew and TMC's National General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee were also on the list. Their phones and those of a close aide of Kishore, also allegedly targeted, were not available for a forensic analysis, which means hacking could not be confirmed, the consortium said. Gandhi's two numbers have been given up since they were allegedly targeted. The list also allegedly includes numbers of five friends and acquaintances of Rahul Gandhi. Coming less than a day after the Pegasus list was published, the attacks coincide with the first day of the monsoon session of the parliament. The controversy is now expected to dominate the entire session, with the opposition demanding transparency over the issue. Others whose names have emerged in the suspected snooping attack include former Election Commissioner Ashok Lavasa, the lone dissenter in the Election Commission's decision to give clean chit to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Home Minister Amit Shah for alleged poll code violations during the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. And scientist Gagandeep Gang, former executive director of the Translational Health Science and Technology Institute, an autonomous institute under the Union Science Ministry. On Sunday, an expose by a global consortium of media organizations revealed that Israeli company NSO Group's Pegasus spyware was used to allegedly bug 300 mobile phone numbers in India. These included numbers of two serving union ministers, three opposition leaders, one constitutional authority, current and former heads of security organizations, administrators and 40 senior journalists and activists. The Modi government Monday came under attack from various opposition parties over the alleged spying of ministers, activists and journalists using the Pegasus spyware, including from Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra. Speaking about this, Congress spokesperson Randeep Surjewala jibed that BJP should be renamed as Bharatiya Jasoos Party, India's snooping party. Accusing the union government of suppressing the fundamental rights of citizens, Surjewala said that the centre has played with the security of the country and termed the alleged act of snooping as shameful. Earlier Monday, Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav had defended the government, saying the report had no factual basis and appeared to be an attempt to malign Indian democracy and its well-established institutions. Apart from the government, the BJP too put up a strong defense and condemned what it termed as baseless allegations bereft of political propriety. Soon after the list became public, former IT minister and senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad also addressed a press conference and said, and I quote, "This is a new low in the political discourse of a party that has ruled India for over 50 years. Unquote. That's all I have for you right now. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.